let me tell you something about LGBTQ rights, about trans rights. This is only going in one direction. You will respect us. You can be upset. You can be angry. You can think it's unfair. You can feel like we're stealing something from you. But it's still only going in one direction. You will respect us.
Who the f*** do you think you are, you crazy little...
Now, I know. We've seen that TikTok of Jeffrey Marsh demanding our respect here on the channel before. But I saw it making its rounds on the interwebs again, and I just had to play it one more time because it's glorious. It just goes to show that these people aren't kind and loving, tolerant, and inclusive. These people are power-hungry despots demanding nothing less than our full adherence to the cult. Now, if you happen to know anybody in your lives that say, oh, these people, they just want to be left alone to live their lives, and they just want the same rights as everybody else, tell them, wrong. Show them this video, and maybe, just maybe, it'll change their minds. I doubt it, but maybe. Anyway, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Real quick video today, just a quick update on what's going on out there in clown world. Let's get into it. Now, if you place your attention on the screen for a moment, I saw this article by the New York Post, and I'm sure by now you all know about the Bud Light Dylan Mulvaney debacle and the boycott that's going on with Bud Light. Now, from the New York Post, it said, typical Democrats, picture of Dems holding Bud Lights gets criticized online. So you have Ted Lieu and Adam Shifty Schiff, and I don't know who the other two are, but of course the Democrat Party is going to start drinking Bud Lights instead of boycotting. Of course they are. They do the exact opposite of what the other side does, regardless if it's based in any, you know, morals or values or truth or facts. I mean, these people, unbelievable.
You're a bunch of pussies. All of you.
Now, that's often why I say on this channel that I think the divide in this country has just gotten so far that I don't ever see it being fixed. When you have one side that does something for the simple fact that it's the exact opposite of what the other side's doing, those Democrats, Adam Schiff and Ted Lieu, they have no idea what the boycott's about. They just said, oh, the right, conservatives, Republicans, they're boycotting Bud Light. Let's drink Bud Light. You can't fix that. That's not going to be fixed. Unfortunately, it's just going to get worse. Anyway, So this person did a TikTok a while back about a positive doctor's visit they had because the doctor apparently asked her pronoun or his it's pronouns. The doctor asked his person's pronouns. The doctor said not all this person's health problems were because of weight and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, any serious doctor isn't really going to give a flying f- what your pronouns are. And if you're that huge, that's probably the cause of most of your health issues. Just saying. Anyway, so somebody commented, hi, I'm a student going into the medical field. Can you tell me some more of the things your provider did that made your experience positive? Thank you. Roll the film.
I love this question. Okay, here's what I think. The best providers that I've had know that I know my body better than they ever could. And the worst providers that I've had think that they know my body better than I ever could. And the weight thing is definitely a thing. Like, people always bring it up. I'm like, I'm fat. I'm not, like, going to die at any moment because I'm fat. And no one who is fat is going to die at any moment because they're fat. That's literally just fat phobia. The other thing is, like, some people like their body parts to be called different things. So don't assume that people want to call their vagina. Don't assume that people are straight. Don't assume that people are cis. Just don't make assumptions about people. I don't know. I think the fact that you want to be better about stuff means that you're going to be better about stuff.
I've got more chins than a Chinese phone book.
Now, I blame that whole thing on the participation trophy generation. That person wants a doctor to handle her with kid gloves and make sure her feelings don't get hurt. No, that's horse. The doctor should take the chart and say, I'm sorry, I don't really care what your pronouns are or what you identify as. You are a female. That's what that body part's called, and you are morbidly obese, so it's time to tighten up, start exercising, and change your diet, or you'll be in an early grave. That's it. That's it. Anyway, so because Caitlyn Jenner is a Republican or conservative, these people think that that just opens him up to name-calling and ridicule. It doesn't matter. If it was on the other side and the roles were reversed, oh, there'd be hell to pay. You know that. Anyway, roll the film, please.
Caitlyn Jenner is a man, a Republican man, stuck in a woman's body. Now, I don't like to misgender anyone, but in this case, it's truly what it is. She is a Republican man stuck in a woman's body in the sense of her mind is still a Republican man, and she's going to spit out of that mouth that is that of a Republican man. Doesn't matter what her body is, she's still that Republican man. She's just in a woman's body.
The hell are you supposed to be?
Now, I don't think that person has a whole lot of room to be criticizing Caitlyn Jenner or anyone else for that matter with the whole beard and the, you know what, I'm not even going to go there. I'll get myself in trouble. Anyway, so this next one, this went viral like a year or two ago. This is old, but just as funny today. So, quick backstory. This person was going through the Sonic drive-thru and was called Sir by the drive-thru employees and apparently didn't like that, so wanted to speak to the manager about being misgendered by his employees. This is the conversation that ensued. Roll the film, please.
Why you want to record me?
Because your entire staff has been calling me sir.
Okay. You're the one handing the credit card,
but
correct?
Look at me.
Okay, you're the
right?
One. Okay, I can look at you.
What about me is presenting what you would call masculine right now? If you didn't see the name on my credit card and you were quickly handing me my card back, would you have said something?
What would you like me to do, ma'am? What are you? So I can call you. What are you?
No.
What are you?
Just why does it matter?
No. What are you?
Why does it matter?
What are you?
Why does it matter?
Oh, it doesn't matter to you. I'm sorry. I mean, but to me, I'm a male. Okay?
Okay.
So what are you? So I can call you sir or ma'am. What are you?
What would you assume looking at me?
What are you?
What would you assume looking at me?
I assume that you're a man. Okay?
Ha! Got he! Got he!
Now, I hope that manager got either a raise or a promotion because he gave zero f**ks about this whole woke nonsense. He's just out there calling balls and strikes, and you love to see it. Bravo, sir. Anyway, this next one, this is apparently a trans person. I don't know. It's a trans person who is quitting Twitter, getting off Twitter, and thought it important that we all know. Roll the film.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to let you all know that I'm quitting Twitter. And there are a lot of reasons why I'm quitting Twitter, or a few. And I'll just tell you why.
Nobody cares! Nobody cares!
I'm sorry, lady. I just don't give a. I just truly don't care what your reasons are. You can just get off Twitter. That's fine. You don't have to announce it. Anyway, So this guy is reading a story to children about, you guessed it, drag queens. Roll it.
On the drag queen go. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody know what a shimmy is? Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
I think I have
shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. The shoulders on the drag queen go. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Yeah, I think so.
What the f*** is this?
Now ask yourselves, what kind of grown man would dress like that and go sit down in front of children and read a book that says, the shoulders on the drag queen go shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. And then watch the kids shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. I mean, just ask yourself. Anyway, so this young fellow wants to know if it's appropriate to wear woman's lingerie around campus. Anyway, before I roll the film, I got to give a huge shout out to the sponsor of today's video. Today's video is being brought to us by our great friend, Steve Harla, from the YouTube channel Steve Harloa. Steve, thank you so much, sir. I truly appreciate all the love and support. Steve's been in this community for way back, since almost the beginning. So, Steve, I'm glad you're still here, still enjoying these videos. And like I said, I truly appreciate the support, my friend. Now, Steve has a YouTube channel that I will link in the description box below. He does karaoke, all kinds of fun things. So if you want to check that out after this video, I'm sure Steve would greatly appreciate it. Now, if you'd like to sponsor the next video and help support the channel, there is a PayPal link in the description box below. And I will say your full name as a sponsor of said video unless stated otherwise by you. Roll the film.
Heyo, me again. I was just wondering, is this like the sort of thing that I could wear around campus, like by itself? Because it is 70 something degrees outside. It is so warm and I kind of don't want to wear anything over this, but also like, I don't know. So let me know.
What the f*** are you talking about, man?
We are living in some strange times indeed. Wow. Anyway, guys, we're going to be wrapping it up on this one because I can't take any more. I'm sure you guys can't either. That is definitely enough brain aids for one day. So we will be wrapping it up with everybody's least favorite former Vice President Joe Biden. As I've stated in the past couple videos, his recent trip to Ireland was just a complete fucking nightmare. It was just a giant embarrassment on the world stage. It's just, this is beyond ridiculous at this point. So he thinks his office is in the Capitol and not the White House. When I say he doesn't know where he is, he literally doesn't know where the f*** he is. And then at the end of this, when he says, not a joke, not a joke, anytime former Vice President Joe Biden says not a joke, you know he's just lying. He's just lying. That's his tell. When he says not a joke, he's lying. Anyway, guys, things are clearly getting crazy out there. So please, please, please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Till next time. Love you guys. Peace. Roll it.
As a matter of fact, as you walk into my office in the Oval Office in the United States Capitol, guess what? You know who founded and designed and built the White House? An Irishman. No, not a joke.
Are you stupid or something?
And you ain't black.